The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Symmetry. Listen, close your eyes, grow, and enrich your soul with me on this journey of manifesting. I'm your host, Salamander. I want to start off this episode by talking about how I chose the name Salamander. So I wanted to come up with a very creative spiritual name, and I thought I should do something that starts with the letter S. That's just like the first letter of my name. And that came to my head was Salamander. And I thought this was very like a funny name that came first thing came to my brain. But once I looked it up and looked up the meaning, I realized that I needed to choose this name. And so according to Bernadette King, if a salamander comes to you, this is a sign that your life could be off balance and there will be a big shift happening in your thoughts and awareness. Also, it may be coming into your life again because of your own psychic abilities that are stirring beneath the surface. So the fact that this came in my life right now, I am in college. So I've started to recently realize that things are off balance and that it's going to take a while for me to get back into balance again. And even then, things are constantly changing. And so COVID has definitely helped with me accepting change, but it's just that realization for me is recently growing up, definitely hit me hard. And then talking about own psychic abilities, for as long as I can remember, I've had my own psychic abilities that I have had to deal with. And fortunately, as of recently, they're getting stronger. And I noticed the more I heal myself and the more I work on myself, it starts showing through, which is a good thing that I'm growing so much. But it's just crazy that this came about. And then now we will talk about the first affirmation of the week. Affirmation of the week is, I approach this day with joy and excitement. So I wanted to explain how does manifestation work? What causes things to happen? So this is called the law of attraction. So according to the law of attraction.com, the law of attraction defines your ability to attract into your life what you focus on. So for example, with that affirmation, if we focus on it, all the time with the law of attraction, it is expected to come in your life because you're focusing on it so hard. And whatever you give your emotional energy and attention to is what will come about. And I remember when I first learned about the law of attraction, and I'm not gonna lie, I at first wasn't completely sold on the idea. And I was kind of skeptical of it until I had all of these experiences, my own personal experiences, happen to me that showed me, wow, this is real. And then I just want to explain kind of how my journey, how did I get here of manifesting? So I have had like some experiences that have shaken me up, just normal traumas that everybody goes through and challenges. And I had recently, like not recently, but around that time when I started doing affirmations, I had just gone through a breakup, and I was really sad about it and very traumatized, and it was just really hard for me to admit that this person wasn't making me happy anymore. And it was my first relationship, so it felt like the world was crumbling around me and I just didn't know how to handle it. Even though I knew the relationship was bad, I still just had such a deep connection with this person. And so I was just so depressed and felt like I needed something to get myself back up again. And I started doing affirmations through tarot reading. So if you don't know what tarot reading is, it's essentially a deck of cards with tarot, and it tells you, supposed to tell you your future, your present, and your past. That's what it's most well known for. But what I used them for was I know I'm explaining how to do tarot right now, but if you do want to get into tarot, but this is how I did it, was I asked my angels and my guides to help me on what I could work on to heal my heartbreak. And once I did that, usually how you do it in tarot, you pull how many cards you feel attracted to pulling. And so that's what I did. And there are these little affirmations on the bottom of the cards, and I would repeat them to myself every morning and every night. So every time before I went to sleep and every time when I woke up. And I started to feel more empowered, because I started realizing that these things that I was doing was happening in my immediate life in front of me. And it took a while for me to realize that, because at first I'm like, well, it's just a coincidence, you know, that's happening. But it was not really a coincidence. It really showed me, especially, that I wasn't crazy once I got into Dominican, because I had really wanted to go to Dominican. Like, it was my top school, and I just kept doing an affirmation saying, I will get in, I will get in, you know. And even with money for scholarships, I was saying, money will flow my way, money will flow my way. And I ended up getting two scholarships, and one of them ended up being a really big scholarship. And I was just, both of them at the time were very big scholarships. One of them, though, is no longer at school anymore, but still, I was very much proud of myself. And realized that this was real when I came to school. Since I was so heartbroken, I was writing down all these qualities I wanted in a person, and my next romantic partner. And I would also read that over and over again. Not meaning to. I don't know. I was just so heartbroken. It was just a way to get myself through. So when I got to college, I didn't expect to get a romantic partner out of it. I was just wanting to make myself feel better. And before you know it, I get to school and I end up meeting this guy, and it was love at first sight. And I know that sounds cheesy. I didn't really believe in love at first sight at first, because I know that sounds crazy, because like, I believe in all these spiritual things, but it's like, I don't know, I just didn't really believe in it. But when I did meet him, I felt like I knew this person for a long time. And once I got to know him more, I realized that every quality I had written down on my list is what he had. And at first I was like, okay, yeah, like, sure, like, that could be, you know, just a coincidence, but I have this celebrity crush that's from Canada, and I was always like, oh my God, what would it be like to have someone that's from Canada, right, to date someone from Canada? And it got it down to a T when I found out this man was from Canada. I was like, there's no way. There's no way that that, it really confirmed my beliefs that I was manifesting my own life. And it was very empowering. And up until this point, I did have my own spiritual journey going into manifestation. So I very much believe in spirits and that there's a world that's much more than just what we see. Since I've experienced it myself, I remember as a kid, I would see ghosts in my house, and I one time was sleeping on my bed, and I was tossing and turning, and I feel this, like someone was looking at me, and I was very much freaked out because I was asleep, and I opened my eyes slowly, as there's this grandma just looking at me, just in my face, and I was so freaked out. And I like freaked out and backed up. And then all of a sudden the woman jumped to the corner of my room and started just rocking on this rocking chair. And that it's changed my life ever since. I've just always have this part of myself that I've always been afraid to get in touch with. So now I just want to talk about tips for how to do manifestation. The ways I would do it, I do it through tarot, and I would write down my affirmations in this notebook. And every morning I'd wake up and I'd say it 3 times to myself and 3 times at night before I go to sleep. And each time when you read the affirmation, you need to believe it in your soul. So the first time, for example, I approach this day with joy and excitement. I approach this day with joy and excitement. And the last one is the one you have to be the most feel like this will happen, is I approach this day with joy and excitement. And it's very empowering to do it, honestly. Even if at first you're doubtful, it will change. It won't help if you have your own you have your own negative self-talk that comes with it, because if you do, then it won't happen. If you have a lot of doubt in your mind that it won't happen, it won't, because of the law of attraction. Whatever you believe, you see, I like to say a lot of the time. and also, not even that it affects your, not only because it will affect your manifestation, but it will also affect your brain. So according to Psych Central, using behavioral and fMRI data on 17 people who participated in the study, researchers in a 2019 study found that pain-related negative words made the intensity of pain worse than neutral language. And the pain-related words created a strong response in many areas of the brain, including the anterior cingulate cortex and dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. Fancy language of saying the brain is affected by your negative self-talk. So stop being so hard on yourself. And also, just understand with this manifestation thing is there's no such thing as coincidences. And I'd like to wrap it up with, there's no such thing as coincidences, because it is true. And also to go with your gut instincts. Have a great day, everybody.